Namaste. My name is Rui Simra. I'm International Meditation Master, and today I want to speak how to seduce this part number two. So we have to do more homework to become attractive for a spouse. Okay. Take a paper and write down at least 10 reasons why you are lovable and fantastic to be together with. Hmm? Because you are so cute, you are so intelligent, and so on. Write all down. Okay. The next thing is you have to learn to love yourself. Most of all people don't do so, and if you don't love yourself, you are attracting the wrong spouses, and that you don't want. You want lovable people, so you have to love yourself. Make this exercise. You embrace yourself every day, best in the morning, and imagine that your dream partner is doing that and is telling you why he loves you. Okay, you close your eyes and then you think, no. And then he said, I love you because you are so sexy. That you are, that I always love to sleep with you. That you are so intelligent, that you are so strong, that you are so attractive, that you are so lovable, that you have so much compassion. And imagine that. And you're directly in your heart. And this you do every day for 1 or 2 minutes. Then you need to make body exercise to become strong, and also you get much more confidence for that. I make body exercise since my 11th birthday every day. Endurance training and so on. And I had to make exercise for my back and so on and for my knee. Then learn to relax with meditation or dancing, yoga, qigong. Because when you are relaxed, dating is much easier. And I've done it always before dating. Meditation, for instance. Then build up your self-esteem. And I do this always. For everything what I'm doing, I say, I have done it good. Even if you cook, then you say, great that I could cook this delicious meal, and so on. Then build a positive attitude. Because a positive attitude will attract positive people. So give compliments. Honest compliments, not fake compliments, to people around you. When you see something that is beautiful or good, give pretty compliments. Then, as my mentor is Dr. Steve G. Jones, and he's one of the greatest hypnosis therapists in the world, one of the greatest ones. And he has also a dating confidence MP3. I put the link at the end. Steve G. Jones, or Dr. Steve G. Jones, and then dating, and it directly shows up this MP3. It costs only $15. And when you go in the bed, you fall asleep with this MP3. And then you sleep the whole night and you have heard it, no work, nothing, easy to do. Then in Thailand, you see it everywhere. Learn to smile when you approach a person. Then dating is much easier. Make it as a habit. So, then normal case is the next, the biggest problem is that the society doesn't want that you be successful as a seducer. And there are coming so many negative mind or BS from the feminists. And this is a big hindrance. And even the media is writing so many negative things that never will work out for any seducing. So many years ago, my little sister and my mother, and my sister was this time 8 or 9 years old, went to Tunisia. And my youngest sister spoke with feminists there. And afterwards, he could see them on the beach, sleeping with the street boys between 12 and 18. And one she saw also with 5 boys, one after the next. So, and if this is not convincing enough, why are traveling the feminists to Tunisia? Even my aged mother, she was 60 to this time, the street boys were coming when she was alone on the market and grabbed her bosom, because they thought every woman from Europe can be seduced. And then there was also a scandal from the famous German feminist, the most famous feminist, Alice Schwarzer. She went also to Tunisia. So what now? Forget everything. Sex is healthy for you. I don't have anything against that the feminists sleep with a guy also. I'm not jealous about that. With 5 guys, yes. Okay, but be free and do what you need. And you are young. Then use your capabilities, and so on. Okay, thank you that I could speak about that, and bye.